Let's do the 60-second savings challenge. Step one, download Rocket Money. Step two, link your accounts and see every subscription you're paying for. Tap one you don't use and cancel it. That's money back every month. Step three, create a financial goal. $50 every paycheck, or let the app automatically move small amounts of cash when you can afford it. In a week, you'll forget you set it up. In a month, you'll see real dollars piling up. In a year, you'll be shocked at how much money you've saved. Bonus challenge, upload an internet or phone bill and let Rocket Money try to lower it. You only pay if they find you savings. On average, Rocket Money members can save up to $740 a year when using all the app's premium features. Users love the app with over 186,000 five-star ratings. Make saving money the resolution you actually keep. Start the 60-second savings challenge at rocketmoney.com/cancel. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel. rocketmoney.com/cancel.
Hello, it is Ryan, and we could all use an extra bright spot in our day, couldn't we? Just to make up for things like sitting in traffic, doing the dishes, counting your steps, you know, all the mundane stuff. That is why I'm such a big fan of Chumba Casino. Chumba Casino has all your favorite social casino-style games that you can play for free anytime, anywhere with daily bonuses. So sign up now at chumbacasino.com. That's chumbacasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
We're going to cause trouble. Scott Farrell is calling the shots from the sideline. We're going to make fun of people. We're going to hurt people's feelings. It's Farrell on the bench. I believe in whipped cream with everything.
Farrell on the bench in the biggest way possible. No Scotty tonight. Mike Carver and Brian Ciano. Carver High and Mafia in for Scotty tonight and all week long. 844-843-6879 is the number to get involved. We welcome all of you, of course. Sports Grid Radio, Channel 204 on Sirius XM. Let's get involved tonight. Mafia, we have a lot going on. We've got a huge night in the NHL. We've got a ton of college basketball games. We have a small slate in the NBA, but a good one going on right now. The Knicks with a nice 13-point lead over the Utah Jazz as they're closing out the first half. Jeez, imagine that. The Knicks with a couple wins over the Jazz, snapping a win streak for them possibly, but there's still a half to go there. We'll get into that one. Rockets and Wiz going on right now as well. We've got quarterback stuff in the NFL, and of course, Mafia, one of the things that always, always gets people fired up. The Baseball Hall of Fame voting was announced tonight, and nobody's going in this year, and that always stirs some controversy. Mafia, good evening. How are you?
I'm good. I'm a lot better than Curt Schilling and Bonds and, you know, your boy Clemens. I'm feeling fine. A lot of great games going on, like you said. There's a lot of action. A lot of surprising scores. You mentioned the Utah one. There's some hockey scores going on, a couple 3-1 leads right now for the Sharks and the Blues. I'm surprised about, but plenty to talk about on a Tuesday night. You got to love it.
No, you really do. And yeah, two NBA games going on right now. The Hawks did beat the Clippers. They covered as well. We'll get into that game. Jazz right now down 59-44 to the Knicks. About a minute left to go in the first half. Knicks minus 4.5 on the live line at FanDuel right now. Let me tell you, Mafia, I know it's 15 points. It's the NBA. They've lost to them once already. I wouldn't have a problem jumping in on the Jazz right now. Even getting 4.5 at home against the Knicks. That could be a good spot if you were looking to get a little in play going here on a late on a Tuesday night. Wizards down 6 right now to the Rockets in Houston, minus 6.5 for the Rockets on the live line. Lots of NCAA going on right now. Mafia, UConn up 17 on Butler. Dayton is leading St. Louis right now. Missouri and Auburn, that's a 3-point game just about the end of the first half. Duke up 8 over Georgia Tech at the half. LSU up on Texas A&M. Big win for Oklahoma tonight as well. They beat Texas. The kid made a couple free throws at the end. Iced the game for Oklahoma. The kid Reeves, nice game for him. And yeah, Mafia, we'll circle in on all these games. 12 games in the NHL as well. I'm watching Dallas and Detroit right now. 1-1, my man Klingberg. With what did he get, Mafia? A power play goal, baby.
Oh, he hit that tonight, huh?
He hit it tonight. To be fair, we're having our best night since we started the season with the power play goal, but power play point props. Last night was a mess. Tonight, we've gotten 4 out of 6 so far, and the other two guys are still in play, so we're having a really good night with that. Lots of hockey tonight, Mafia, that's for sure.
Yeah, I love that. A nice bounce back after last night.
Yep. No doubt. We needed the bounce back, and there's a lot more hockey tonight as well, which is good to see. We welcome in all of our radio affiliates, 844-843-6879. Carver High and Mafia in for Scotty tonight and all week long. I like when you get the big slate. When you get 12 games, and it seems like – and the good thing is, Mafia, that like the NBA and the NHL, they're kind of opposites with the big slates because we see light NBA tonight, heavy NHL. Last night, light NHL, heavy NBA. Wednesday – flips again. A lot of NBA, not a lot of NHL. Thursday flips again. So I like that that's kind of a good pattern where at least one night of the week, one of either the NHL or the NBA is a lot heavier than the other.
Yeah, that's okay, but then you're going to get those nights eventually where they're going to both be kind of light. I'd rather a steady flow here, get like 6-7 games each that we have options to choose from. You're not just holding to which one is in your market and things like that. Get a bunch of national games going, maybe competing national games would be nice. I just worry about those nights where, like you said, you get, the one big slate and the one little slate. At some point, it's going to match up the wrong way for me.
And hockey tonight, we do have some finals already. Bruins beat the Penguins 3-2 in overtime. The Sabres beat the Rangers. Jeez, Moff. Rangers off to a tough start. A real tough start. I think they're 1-4-1
now. Their defense is trash.
They have not played well here in the early going, and they have another game with the Sabres now on Thursday. Flyers beat the Devils 5-3. Panthers tied the game up with like less than 10 seconds to go. They beat the Blue Jackets in the shootout 4-3. Islanders also had a miserable loss tonight. They lose 3-2 down in D.C. They give up a goal with less than a minute left in regulation. They were just about to go to overtime. They miss out on a point. Blackhawks 2-1 over the Preds right now. Jets up 4-3 on the Oilers. We talked about that today. Second leg of the back-to-back. Jets lost the first game. 19-10 so far, the team in the second leg. After losing the first, Kings up 2-1 on the Wild. Stars and Red Wings tied at 1 right now. Leafs up 3-1 now on the Flames. Avalanche up 4-1 on the Sharks. Ducks up 1-0 on the Coyotes. And the Blues lead the Golden Knights 3-2. So we've got a lot to do. We'll come back. We'll get going with the NFL. We've got the MLB Hall of Fame stuff as well. Pharrell on the bench, Carver High, and Mafia. In for Scotty tonight and all week long. 844-843-6879, the number to get involved. Keep it with us right here, channel 204 Sports Grid Radio on Sirius X, and we'll come back and get it going right after this.
Football, the goal line. Baseball, home plate. Basketball, the net. Sports talk right here. You're listening to the Sports Grid Radio Network.
And we're back. Pharrell on the bench. Carver High and Mafia in for Scotty tonight and all week long on a Tuesday. 844-843-6879. The number to get involved. Thanks for rocking with us on channel 204 Sports Grid Radio on Sirius XM. They've gone to the half in Utah, Mafia. It is 59-46. The Knicks lead the Jazz. Right now on FanDuel, +4.5 for the Jazz at home, or for the big money and the big prizes, Mafia, we are going to go. Halftime, money line, in-game, Utah, +152. I don't believe the Knicks are going to beat them twice in one season. Let's go. Mitchell get hot in the second half. We're going to make it happen, Mafia. What do you say?
Yeah, I'm with you. I think the Jazz are going to come back in this game. I think they are because they've just been incredible ever since they lost that game to the Knicks, ironically enough. And a slow start here today. 18 points in that first quarter was not a good start by them, but they're getting it back in check, 28 points here. They're getting killed by Rivers right now, 25 points off 12 minutes from the bench. That's insane. and 5 for 5 from three-point land. And then the big thing for them is obviously they've lived and died by the three early on in the season. They've shot it more than anybody else. They've had, you know, incredible percentage, the Jazz. And yet they're shooting 23% right now, 5 of 22 in that first half. You got offers from Bogdanovich, from Connolly, from Mitchell. That's not going to keep going. You know, you're not going to have Donovan Mitchell 1 of 9 in the second half, too. He's going to start to heat up. He's going to start to hit his shots. So I think they're going to come back and come back with a reckless abandon here in the second half. Bombs away, start lining it up, and get back in this game and probably take it from the Knicks.
Yeah, I think that box score that you just said, and I'm looking at it too, I think that tells you that the Jazz still have some skin in this game. I think they just do. I mean, Mitchell 0 for 4 from threes, 1 for 9 from the floor. Guy has been red hot lately. He's going to shoot like that all game. They're going to start falling at some point. And I think that's a good spot. I'm in on the Jazz.
You look at that too. Rivers the Jazz. I mean, Rivers the Knicks' leading scorer. You know, we mentioned 25 points, 10 of 10 field goals is insane. But also, 3 personal fouls. So you have to watch out for him in the second half being able to play if he gets a quick one.
Yeah, no, very true. Wow, 25 points in the first half for Rivers. 10 of 10 from the floor. 5 of 5 from 3. That will not last. It won't last. We are riding the Jazz in the second half. We have got action for Pharrell on the bench tonight. Carver High and Mafia, let's do it, baby. All right, Mav, let's do a couple things here. We'll keep an eye on all these games that are going on. Rockets late have a 12-point lead over the Wizards down in H-Town. There's a bunch of NCAA going on. Duke's at the half. They're about to start. I think they just started the second half. There's a lot of NHL going on, too. We'll hit some of this football. And clearly, Mafia, the Aaron Rodgers stuff, you know, after he said the comments he said after the game on Sunday, yesterday was a very big day of, well, is he going to leave the Packers? Could he go somewhere else? And I think that when he went on with Pat McAfee today, he kind of, you know, squashed all the rumors. You know, I said on Coast to Coast, like, he sounded almost like Yoda. You know, he's speaking in this way. And I don't know if you saw it. I went and watched the video, Mafia, on Twitter. You know, he just speaks in a way that's like very Yoda-ish. Well, you know, there's no absolutes in the NFL. And calm down, Aaron. But it sounds like he's going to stay. So it was probably no big deal about anything when you think about the Aaron Rodgers comment after the game on Sunday.
Yeah, well, if he's going to talk like Yoda, then I can too. Be a Packer, he will next year. Because there's no way they're stupid enough to trade this guy. And I love how the CEO came out and flat out said that. You know, and it wasn't like a veiled, you know, comment or, you know, it's like kind of the more professional speak where it's like, well, you know, he's an important part of our organization. He always would. He flat out said, like, listen, this guy's our leader. He's going to be here. Literally, we're not stupid. And that is my favorite line that a CEO has ever given, you know, of a team that, you know, or GM or president that is sort of like, we're not dumb. This guy's the MVP. We're not getting rid of him. Like, we know this guy's legit. We know this guy is, you know, why we are what we are. And we're not going to, you know, kick him to the curb or try to, you know, trade him for spare parts. He still has game left in him. We still have him under contract. He's going to play next year. And it's just going to be, what do they do around him? Because, you know, obviously he wasn't happy about the Jordan Love pick. And you know, understandably so, because look at what they had this year. In that game, you know, you have Devontae Adams. You know, Aaron Jones is a nice little running back. They have some decent, you know, help in the backfield. Not great. But more importantly, you know, you had the two-point conversion that was dropped by St. Brown. You have, you know, Valdes-Scantling, who is a burner, can get behind anybody, but has had problems holding on to the ball all year. You know, you have, you know, other guys on that team that, you know, are good receivers. They can get open. The problem is they can't get, you know, their hands on the ball and hold on to it on a consistent basis. Can you imagine if you had Devontae Adams on that team, and instead of them taking Jordan Love, they got someone like, you know, Justin Jefferson and what he did for Minnesota this year, or, you know, and so many of these other receivers that had great seasons. Like, if they got one of those guys instead of Jordan Love, you had Adams and Jefferson, or Adams and, you know, Ruggs, or, I mean, that Ruggs was too high, but, you know, one of these other guys that went later on, they probably would have beaten Tampa.
No, it's true. I'm with you. I thought that the Jordan Love pick coming off of an NCAA, I mean, an NFC title game was really the wrong way to go in the first round. And here's the one thing from today that I saw that kind of goes against the Rodgers interview with McAfee and the CEO and everything else. Our boy Jason LaCanfora, of course, CBS NFL insider, longtime friend of the bench, he had a story today on CBSSports.com. Aaron Rodgers seems to be enjoying the drama surrounding him, milking it even, Whatever you may think, rival coaches and execs are reading his words and actions as a sign that he is ready to move on, whether he wants to fully admit it or not. So we're reading minds now, Mafia. We are reading minds, and all the execs and all the coaches around the league think he actually does want to leave, and this is all a ruse. Mafia, this is going to go on. Get ready. Once we get past the Super Bowl, and that's why, you know, today and probably tomorrow, this will continue to be a story. Next week it won't, because the focus will be on the game. But once the Super Bowl's over, Mafia, and we get into that real dead period of the NFL offseason, and they're really, let's be fair, there isn't much of one anymore. You know, it ends, you got a couple weeks, and then free agency starts to ramp up. This stuff is going to go on for a while, Mafia, the Rodgers stuff, that's for sure.
Yeah, it's going to, just like the Watson stuff has gone on with all the issues going on there. I mean, but in the end, it doesn't matter. If you're under contract, it's up to the team. And the Packers already told you they're not trading him. They're not stupid. You know, some of these other ones, that maybe you could try to force him way out, and maybe he will try to, but I just don't see that happening. I think, you know, for a guy who is so worried about his legacy with, you know, you're talking about the MVP this year and how much he wanted and how he wanted to get back to that Super Bowl. You know, he really wants to go down as one of the all-time greats. And he has limited opportunities right now. Deshaun Watson can sit out if he wants. He's got plenty of seasons left in him. Aaron Rodgers doesn't. And if he wants that shot next year, getting back to that title game again and back to the Super Bowl and try to win one and cement him as one of the all-time greats, he's got to play. If they don't want to trade him, he can't sit out. He needs to play and needs to cement that, because if he goes out like that, then, you know, all the stuff of the Green Bay fans, you know, as him being the greatest ever to them, is out the window. Now he's the same as Favre, where it's like, hey, he was a great quarterback, but he was a real jerk at the end.
Yeah, I would be absolutely stunned. Stunned. I don't see this ending the same way that Favre did. And we have some Favre sound, Mafia. We'll play that when we come back from the break, because I know it is a bit of a long clip and we don't have much time left in this segment. So we'll hold on. We'll listen to Favre when we come back. We played one clip on Coast to Coast today. We'll play another one now. But I don't see this ending the same way as Brett Favre. I just don't. Jordan Love, by the way, he's not what Aaron Rodgers was when he was drafted.
No.
When Rodgers sat for 3 years, he was, you know, you knew he was going to be the next guy. Jordan Love is not that. So I think, Mafia, there's a big difference as well in the type of player that you have waiting on the sideline to come in. So I think everybody will pump the brakes. We'll hear from Favre when we come back. We'll get into some more quarterback carousel stuff that's going to go on in the NFL. 844-843-6879, the number to get involved. Carver High and Mafia in for Scotty tonight on Pharrell on the Bench. We are rocking on Sirius XM channel 204 Sports Grid Radio. We'll come back. We'll keep it going. Check some more of the scores. A lot more to do. The Bench rolls on right after this. Pharrell on the Bench, Carver High and Mafia in for Scotty tonight and all week long. 844-843-6879 is the number to get involved. We are rocking, of course, on SiriusXM channel 204 Sports Grid Radio. Good to be there with all of you. All right, Maf, before we get to Favre, I just want to give a small update here, because here comes the Yellow Jackets of Georgia Tech. They have tied Duke 52 up at Cameron Indoor. We talked about this on Coast to Coast today. We liked Georgia Tech grabbing the 6.5 at Cameron. Tie game halfway through the second half. Still a bit of time to go, Mafia. But once again, Duke struggling at home. They lost to Louisville. They've lost a bunch of games here in the last couple weeks. They need to beat Georgia Tech tonight. And right now, they have let them back in the game. How about that?
You know what? Maybe this was a test that your boy, Coach K, should have studied for a little bit more, so that when he walks out of this game, he does not feel like, you know, he needs to sit there and digest it before he moves on to the next one.
Yeah, that was pretty good with the kid the other day. He didn't
even, I mean, what's these kids' majors? What's their major? Let me know. What's their major?
What's your major? Mike, calm down. I mean, seriously. Mike, go win some games. Go win some games, Mike. But they are now tied. 10 minutes to go. We'll keep our eyes on that. Texas A&M with a four-point lead over LSU right now. Missouri up 5 on Auburn. So some good college basketball games going on. Let's finish off this Rodgers thing, Mafia, with, of course, Brett Favre, who was the Packer legendary quarterback before him. He does some shows on Sirius XM NFL Radio, does an outstanding job. Here is Favre, Mafia, talking about how he feels Aaron Rodgers' pain and frustration. He feels it, Mafia, because he ran out of Green Bay and then went to the Jets and then went to the Vikings and then, geez, he was everywhere. Let's hear from Brett Favre right now on Sirius XM NFL Radio, Maf.
I wouldn't pay much attention to what he said. I've been there. It hurts. It's painful. The last thing you want to do is think about next year because you just had a major disappointment. And that's what you're hearing in that soundbite.
Yeah. Is it safe to say that in your mind it would be crazy on both parts to have any desire to move on from this relationship, at least for one more year, to bring the band back together? I mean, this is not an old football team. It's built to win. I mean, you'd be crazy not to take one more shot at this, wouldn't you?
No, why wouldn't you think they'd be in the same position next year? There's no reason to think that unless they don't play up to their capabilities. And there's no reason to think Aaron would not play the same way he played this year because he tends to do it year in, year out. And I think for the Packers, more so with them, you would be foolish to make any move other than bringing him back and going as long as he wants to go.
There was Brett Favre on Sirius XM NFL Radio. He feels Aaron Rodgers' pain. Honestly, Mafia, this is, to me, like, this is the story to get you through the bye week. That's all that this is. This is the story to get you through the bye week. That is all it is. This guy's not leaving Green Bay. I don't believe it. Not after this year. Not after back-to-back NFC title games. Not with a chance to still be one of the two or three best teams in the NFC next year. This is just simply, let's find a way to get to Friday so that we can get to these two teams, the Bucks and the Chiefs, and get to a week of breaking that down. That's all it is to me, Moff.
Yeah, you know, this is filler, and this is the kind of stuff we get during this week. You know, it's the kind of, you know, the most exciting at the beginning and yet the most terrible, you know, once we get past Monday week of the NFL season, because it's just a situation where there is nothing going on anymore. You know, we get the excitement of the games, and it's like, okay, now we got to wait for it. And we talked about yesterday, like, you know, maybe they could just get it going and that we could just have the game instead of waiting. But unfortunately, we can't. So we got to fill it with other things. We're going to fill it with, you know, hot stove. We're going to fill it with new coaches. We're going to fill it with, you know, the last remaining guys of who's going to get hired or fired and things like that. So this is what we got right now. Talks about stuff like this, about guys not liking where they are and are they going to move on in 2-3 months when the league season opens again.
No, that's really what it is. And that's I will be absolutely stunned and flabbergasted if this guy is not playing quarterback for the Green Bay Packers. Now, other teams around the league, is there going to be a lot of quarterback movement? Yeah, there's going to be a ton. The league is going to look a lot different next year. The names are already lining up. We know Stafford's going to be somewhere else. We know there's a possibility that Deshaun Watson's going to be somewhere else. You know, there's a chance Jimmy G's out in with the 49ers. There's a chance that Cousins is out with the Vikings. You know, you can go up and down the list. And there's a lot of opportunities for movement. I mean, geez, Moff, what did Adam Kaplan say on Monday on the show to Keith on Coast to Coast? Did he say like between 15 and 20 teams could potentially, in the right situation, be in the quarterback market this offseason? That's half the league or a little bit more. That's crazy. And there ain't enough good ones to go around. Like, where are you finding these guys? It really is amazing how you cannot find how much quarterback movement there could potentially be this offseason.
Yeah, and it's insane, you know, because usually we don't get what we're going to see a lot of this, which is guys that are veterans that have, you know, done really good things, maybe not won Super Bowls or anything like that. You know, we're going to get Tom Brady's and Drew Brees, you know, around and ready to go. But, you know, we have a bunch of veterans that are probably going to be off their teams and looking for someone else. And, you know, the carousel is going to keep going because then they're going to take someone else's job. And now those guys are, you know, available, whether it's, you know, Stafford or Matt Ryan or guys like that that might be going and taking Jimmy G's job. And then where does he go? And then, you know, that's how it's going to be. And it's going to be so weird, too, because it's going to be, you know, with the way that the league year goes. And, you know, as we know, the draft used to be earlier and now it's pushed back more. So you can kind of get a better idea, you know, previously, like, okay, are we going to get in one of these free agents? Okay, now we don't. So, okay, now we're going to try to get one of these draft guys in, you know, 2 weeks. Now it's like it's so far away. You know, there's so much movement before you even get to the draft. You don't know where it's going to be. You could think, okay, well, this team, they're going to draft. And then all of a sudden they go and sign somebody. And now we've got a month of, okay, well, now who else is going to go draft this guy that we thought, you know, X team was going to go pick up because now they have a veteran. So it's going to be so insane with, like you said, all those teams that are going to be involved. And it's a deep class this year, according to these guys like Kaplan, where it's going to be like seven quarterbacks that could have first-round grades in other years. But, you know, now we're going to get drafted the first 2 to 3 rounds, you know, depending on where teams pick them. So you get, you know, seven of those guys plus 3 to 4, maybe 5, you know, guys who were starters this year that now are going to be free agents or on the trade block. It's just nuts. It's going to be a very active offseason in the quarterback market that we never see like this before.
Especially in the NFC, because what's been the storyline throughout these entire playoffs? All the young quarterbacks were in the AFC with all the playoff teams. All the older quarterbacks with the NFC playoff teams. So the teams in the NFC, they need to start making moves. They need to start moving the chess pieces around the board. And the Saints are one of them because Breeze, as we know, the report, listen, he hasn't said it officially yet, but the reports are he's going to be done. Are they confident in Winston? I think they would be smart. They'd go get Stafford. I think Stafford would be a nice fit. You could insert him right in what Breeze was doing. And the Saints could get maybe another 2 years, 3 years out of the window that they already have. You know, we know that Trevor Lawrence is going to go to Jacksonville, so that's going to change the situation there. Can we get Deshaun Watson in the NFC, Mafia? Can we get him out of the AFC?
No.
I keep hearing the Jets, the Dolphins. I don't want to hear it, Mafia. Send Deshaun Watson to Chicago or something. Can we find enough draft picks for them? Can we find enough collateral that we can send down to Houston to get him in the NFC? Please, Mafia. I don't want... What do you want to do? Let's say Deshaun Watson doesn't happen. What do you right now want the Jets doing with the quarterback situation? Because outside of Watson, would you want any of these other guys over giving Darnold another shot here with now the LaFleur's brother coming in as the OC? Is there anybody outside of Watson you want? Would you want Stafford? Would you want Jimmy G? Would you want any of these other guys? I know you don't want Fields with the second pick. Where would you – do you want anybody else besides Watson?
You know, the problem is if you're going to go grab Ryan or Stafford or one of these other guys that might be available, you know, you – I wouldn't say that they're, you know, around for a long time. You got a couple good years left. I mean, Stafford has been banged up, so, you know – you still need to build for the future, I think. So if you're going to pick one of those, you know, the draft capital might take to get one of those guys is more, you know, in tune to a team that is ready to win now. And the Jets aren't that team yet. Sure, they have a lot of, you know, salary cap room. They have, you know, a high pick. But that's not going to change things around next year. It's going to be probably 2-3 years before they get to, you know, decent level. You know, it's like the Bills where it took a couple years. You know, they were okay with the first year of Al. And then last year they got good. And then this year they got great. You know, that's the kind of turnaround the Jets are going to need to make. So I would rather build for the future and get a guy that, you know, maybe give Darnold another year to see if he's got something, but still draft somebody that could be the next guy rather than go and trade a bunch of picks for a Stafford or a Matt Ryan. And then 2-3 years, we're back to, oh, well, now they're done or they're hurt or, you know, we can't use them anymore. Now we got to go draft somebody and wait for them to develop for 2 to 3 years. It's just not the way to go then.
Yeah, I think the Jets, there's only one way you play it. If it's not Watson, I think you keep Darnold. And you build, you get Devonta Smith, you get other pieces with all those picks. I think that's where the Jets would go. I would let Darnold go one more shot at it if that was me. Pharrell on the bench, Carver High and Mafia in for Scotty. 844-843-6879, the number to get involved. We are rocking on Channel 204, Sirius XM Sports Grid Radio all night long. Here we go. When we come back, a little bit more NFL. We're getting ready for the big game, Mafia. We'll talk about it a little bit. We roll on right after this.
Working hard 24 hours a day to give you your USRDA of the winning edge. Everything a growing boy needs.
Sit up straight.
Get it right here on the Sports Grid Radio Network.
And we're back. Pharrell on the bench. 844-843-6879. The number to get involved. Carver High and Mafia in for Scotty tonight and all week long. As always, we are rocking on SiriusXM Channel 204 Sports Grid Radio. And Mafia, you got to be proud. Got to be proud of the Utah Jazz performance in the third quarter. Oh, do you have to be proud? Why? Why do you say that, Mafia? Because they were down at the half. We dove in. We dipped our toe on the Jazz live line, money line. And sure enough, the Jazz have outscored them 28-17 here in the third. And they are down, Mafia, a deuce. Down a deuce. 76-74. 3 minutes, just under 3 minutes to go. In the third quarter, the Jazz have fought back. Bogdanovich has made some shots. Donovan Mitchell's made a three. Connolly has gotten hot. And here we go, Mafia. The Jazz storming in the second half. Let's go.
Yeah, up in that three-point percentage now, 30.3. They're getting closer to where they usually are. The Knicks, of course, are coming back down to earth. The Utah Jazz, you know, were a team that previous to last year, they're mostly, you know, a defensive team. They're going to just beat you by scoring just enough. And then obviously we saw that they added all those pieces because they're only getting so far in the West. You know, you can't beat these teams by not scoring when you get to the great teams. They're going to figure out a way in a seven-game series. So they said, all right, we need more weapons. And they added, you know, they added Connolly. They added Clarkson. You know, they got more offensive. And it didn't work out last year. But, you know, we talked to your boy Larson out in, you know, the Salt Lake City saying that, now this year they're buying in. This year, after what they, you know, the strides they made last year in the bubble, like now these guys are on board and they're doing it the way that, you know, Quinn Snyder wants them to, and it's working out. And we're seeing this now because now, you know, they're getting the offense going, but also, you know, they do have that pedigree to fall back on, that a team like this, the Knicks, who not a great team, they're tough, they're scrappy this year, they're playing good defense, but not a great offensive team. They say, okay, you know what, we're fine. Now we're going to shut you down. And we're going to score. That's what they did in that third quarter. Only, what, 18 points, 17, 18 points they let them have so far. They're just going back to the pedigree and shutting them down, playing good defense, and then it's leading to these easier shots that they're making.
Yeah, I love the position that we're in right now. That was a really nice snag at halftime. I hope some other people went and grabbed that as well, as the Jazz are definitely in the mix to now win this game at home over the Knicks. Final in Houston, Mafia, 107-88. Rockets beat the Wizards. John Wall, facing his former team, went over the 21.5. He had 24 points. And the one that Keith liked, he gets over the points and assists, which was 26.5. He had 5 dimes. So what's 24 plus 5? That is 29. And that is a winner-winner. So John Wall goes over the props. The Rockets beat up on the Wizards. Nice job there. Wall's played pretty good, Mafia. I got to tell you, for a guy who hadn't played for 2 years, he clearly has come in motivated. He's clearly healthy. Now they've played enough games where you could say Wall, you don't want to say back to himself, but you could tell he can be a viable player in the NBA again with what he's done through the first month here for the Rockets.
I mean, he's never had a problem being a good player in the NBA. It was just that the problem was whether or not he could stay healthy. He was always explosive, incredible.
Getting back,
he came out of Kentucky,
back,
but yeah,
after the injuries, yeah.
Right. I mean, the big thing for him, I think, too, is that the situation I think he is in is actually worked out better for him, because while, you know, a lot of people look at it and say, oh, well, now you're going to Houston, that's a mess. You know, Harden got out of there, and, you know, what is this team now? I mean, I think it works out better for him because it's a fresh start. You know, he was in Washington, and he was the leader of that, you know, Wizards team forever. And Beal was kind of a sidekick. In the last couple of years, as he's been out, Beal's taken over. And all the talk about getting him out of there and, you know, his contract that Wall had and, you know, the pressure that was going to be on him to show up and perform, I think it's better for him that he got traded, because now he goes to Houston. And then once Harden was traded, everyone's like, oh, well, this team stinks. Who cares? They're not going to do anything. So there is no pressure. No one's expecting anything of this. He could do his thing. You know, he has your boy Boogie there. But Boogie, you know, while at times in his career has been kind of a jerk demanding the ball and, you know, all about him, I think at this point, you know, after all of his injuries, he's kind of just happy to be playing. And, you know, he's able to just play off the Wall and do what he needs to do. So Wall can just control things as he wants and work with that team, get Gordon open shots. And I think, you know, everybody in that city is just so grateful, and on that team is so grateful kind of to be free of the Harden drama right now, that he can just go out there and play free.
And he's done a nice job of it. And Wall and Boogie obviously wanted to play together. They're getting it done. They're not going to be a playoff team in the West by any means, I don't think, but nice job by them. Georgia Tech had taken a lead, Mafia, at Cameron Indoor. They just made a couple free throws, got it to 61-60, but Duke gets a bucket and a foul. They're now back up two, and then Georgia Tech buries a three. So away we go, Mafia, up and down at Cameron, just about 3 minutes left to go, 64-63, Georgia Tech leads Duke. We will keep our eyes on that one as we are looking for a nice upset at Cameron. How sad that would be, Mafia, to see Coach K and the Dukies lose another game at home, this time to Georgia Tech. How sad that would be.
Yeah, I'm a Duke hater. I'm a card-carrying Duke hater. You know, there was one year where I really started getting into college basketball, the year that they had that incredible team with Jay Williams and Dunleavy and Boozer and, you know, all those guys. And I loved them for a year when they won the title against Arizona. And then I found out they're the Yankees of college basketball, the evil empire. And I said, all right, forget it now. And I went to Seton Hall, and I'm like, we played them the one year. I'm like, forget this. I'm all about, you know, the big guys losing and the little guys winning again, like all my other teams. So I'm happy for it because, you know, I love it. I want March Madness to be actually madness. I don't want it to be Kentucky and Duke and UNC and Kansas and, you know, these other big schools getting favoritism and just running through everyone else. You can get the one Cinderella, they get squashed in this Sweet 16. I want absolute chaos where we get to the Elite Eight, and it's eight teams that we've never seen, you know, more than once in their whole existence in that position.
No, I'm with you. I would have no problem if all these teams, and now's the time when you got to start locking in, getting a look at all the big conference schools, watch a lot of college basketball, prepare yourself for March, filling out your brackets, who you're going to bet on, et cetera, et cetera. Now's the time that you have to zero in on these teams and get a good look at them. I am going to throw Duke Mafia on the big screen in hopes of them losing to Georgia Tech. Now, if they now win, I will blame myself for switching the game onto the big screen, but sometimes we have to take these risks. We will see what happens here. Let's go to the Super Bowl for a little bit while we see what happens with Duke and Georgia Tech. We're going to get into that lull period now, Maf. I mean, this is it. You know, once we get to really Wednesday, Thursday, things will ramp down until probably Monday. But FanDuel is starting to put more and more props up. I'm going to throw you a couple interesting ones in a second. Let's play one of the coaches here, Mike. Let's go to Andy Reid. Let's hear from Andy because, as we know, the Chiefs have now gone to the Super Bowl second year in a row, trying to repeat as champs. They have already repeated as AFC champs, Mike. And Reid says it has a lot to do with roster continuity. Here's Andy Reid.
The ability that I'm going to come back to Brett here real quick on this, but for him to be able to sign back the players that he signed back to keep the team as whole as he possibly could, easier said than done there. But I think that continuity between the players and the coaches has been a positive up to this point. So, and that we all kind of know what needs to be done to get here, and everybody just did it.
Yeah, you know what, Andy? I'll give you continuity. You want continuity? Patrick Mahomes, Travis Kelce, and Tyreek Hill. There's your continuity, because that's the reason you're in the Super Bowl for the second year in a row. And look, it is true. I mean, he's got three Hall of Fame players. So, yeah. That's the reason why you're in there. That's continuity. And I get some parts of it. Look, offensive line. Now, they're not going to have Fisher, which is a very big loss for them at left tackle because the Bucs can bring the heat. We saw it against Aaron Rodgers. But, yeah, it's nice for Andy to say that, Mafia, but we know where the continuity is with the Kansas City Chiefs.
Right. It all goes by what happens with your boy Mahomes. My homies is just the one running the ship right now. And obviously he has incredible weapons. Like, you know, we were talking about the MVP prop, you know, off the air on Coast to Coast. And I was saying, you know, as much as we look at it, it's like, oh, well, no matter what those other guys do, if Mahomes is the one getting the ball, he's going to be the one who gets the MVP because they always favor quarterbacks. you know, Travis Kelce, I think, has a good road at possibly getting that if he has an incredible game, because he's doing what we haven't seen done at that position before. We've had guys that are good at, you know, tight ends, that are good pass catchers. They even had them in Kansas City. Gonzalez was awesome there. He was the best ever there. And then Gronk came along in New England and was like, oh, that guy's the best there. You know, we had other guys, you know, out in whether it be, you know, San Diego, or, you know, there's been guys all over that have had good, you know, tight end careers catching the ball. But Kelce's just on a different level right now. And people keep throwing out, like, you know, oh, Kittle too, or, you know, Waller. You know, those guys had good seasons. They're good. They don't have the consistency. They don't, you know, haven't been doing it as long as this guy has. It's like every year he's been there with over 1,000 yards. A tight end does not do that. And he has all these touchdowns. I mean, he's pretty much a guaranteed, you know, anytime touchdown scoring prop waiting to happen just about any game of the season. Like in 17 games and 16 games of the season, you're going to have what? You know, 10 to 13 that you're probably going to have him get a touchdown in. I mean, it's just, that's how ridiculous he is. You can't stop him. So I think if he has an incredible game, he has a better track than Tyreek Hill to possibly get the MVP over Mahomes, just because it's not usually seen.
No, I'm with you. I think that it's definitely one of the guys that you can play in that prop. And they haven't gotten to put the really goofy ones up yet. You know, I like the really goofy ones. I like the cross sport props, you know, Kansas City touchdowns against, you know, Vegas Golden Knight goals, you know, in the afternoon game. You know, I like the zany stuff like that. How many over under 1.5 roughing the passer calls. You know, I need the really zany stuff. But they did today add to the pile a little bit. Anytime touchdown score, match winner double. They've got on here. Here's an interesting one. Quarterback touchdown parlays. So Mahomes threw 4 touchdowns against the Bucs the first time they played Thanksgiving weekend. So you can get Mahomes to throw 4 touchdowns and Kansas City to win it at 4-1, plus 400. Seems like I should get more for that. 4 touchdowns, Mafia? You only give me 4-1? 4 touchdowns? Jeez. I mean, give me a little bit more juice there, Mafia. Come on.
Right. I know they think there's going to be a shootout, but just to assume, you know, 4 touchdowns, that's asking a lot to just assume that's going to happen. That's pretty crazy right there.
No, it is. And now they've got, not only do they have anytime touchdowns, they have everybody to score 2-plus touchdowns, and even guys, Mafia, to score 3-plus touchdowns. So Tyreek Hill, who had the monster game against them, that same one I just referenced, Thanksgiving weekend, 19-1 to score 3 touchdowns. I mean, look, I know he tore them in half that day. Man, you would think that the Bucs are going to show up with a little bit better game plan for Tyreek Hill a week from Sunday, Mafia. You would just think.
How about, right? How about winning margin? You know, I like this one. Kansas City 1-6 points. I mean, aren't all the games close? And if they're going to win and they're going to cover that spread like that, that's right there for plus 330 instead of betting just the spread upright.
No, you're right. Those winning margins are definitely ones to look at as well. A lot of great bets, and there's more to come on FanDuel. I can't wait to dive into it. Pharrell on the bench, Carver High and Mafia in for Scotty, 844-843-6879. We wrap up hour number one right after this. And we are back. Pharrell on the bench. Carver High and Mafia in for Scotty tonight and all week long. Well, Mafia, I did it. I jinxed myself. I moved Duke to the big TV in hopes of watching a cover in the final 2 minutes. And what happened? Duke ends up hitting a couple shots, hitting a couple free throws, and a game that was tied and a one-possession game all the way down to the final minute. Duke not only wins, Mafia, but they cover the 6.5 with a 75-68 win over Georgia Tech. Coach K was very, very excited on the sidelines, slapping high fives with everybody on the bench, like a weight was lifted off his shoulders, finally winning a game. That's my fault, Mafia. I apologize to everybody who had Georgia Tech tonight. I'm the one who did it. I turned the hockey off and put Duke on. I ruined it for everybody, Mafia.
Well, then please do not put the Knick game on, because right now the Jazz are doing exactly what we want. So I don't want you to jinx that.
I am not
well,
putting
Mush.
The Knick game on.
Put them in the bathroom.
I don't want anything to do with it. I don't want anything to do with the Knick game. Me and you were in the mix there. I got the hockey back on now. Whatever happens in the Knick game, and let's give you a little update on what's going on in the Knick game. Where are we at, Mafia, in the Knick game? 86-81 Jazz. Early in the fourth quarter. They're up 5 now. Let's go. Nice second half from the Jazz here to get things going. All right. Pharrell on the bench. Carver High and Mafia in for Scotty on a Tuesday night and all week long. 844-843-6879. The number to get involved. Hour number 2 coming up. We have got more Super Bowl to talk. MLB Hall of Fame. We'll get into that as well. Carver High and Mafia, the bench rolls on hour number 2 right after this.
Step into the world of power, loyalty, and luck.
I'm going to make him an offer he can't refuse.
With family, cannolis, and spins mean everything.
Now, you want to get mixed up in the family business.
Introducing The Godfather at ChumbaCasino.com. Test your luck in the shadowy world of The Godfather slot.
Someday, I will call upon you to do a service for me.
Play The Godfather now at ChumbaCasino.com.
Welcome to the family.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. Terms and conditions apply.